الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We are now in the last and final term of this year, and a wise student, a prudent student, will start his preparation for the final imtihan from now. Don't think it's still far away, but take it, it is right here already. One of the signs, or a good sign, that a person is prepared for his maut also, al-istidad lil-maut qabla nuzulihi, that a person is ready for maut before maut comes to him. And maut's time, of course, nobody knows, and a person should be ready all the time. Imtihan time, we know what are the dates, so don't delay your preparation. And a person who prepares from before, there will be various benefits for him. One is, his ilm will become very rasikh, toast. He will remember it properly. Who doesn't just prepare a few days before the imtihan, or the night before the imtihan, but long in advance. And then you go over it again and again. You set yourself out that I have to cover so much work, and now you devote more of your time to it. And then you repeat it and you revise it many times. So then that knowledge will become very, very rasikh. It will be well grounded in you. And the other is that you won't have tension when imtihan comes. You'll be fully prepared. And whatever little few points last minute you want to check up, that you will check up. And you will go in the imtihan gah also with much more itminan and with much more ease. You won't be agitated, you won't be nervous, etc. So try to prepare from now already. Keep the imtihan in mind and prepare for the imtihan from now. Together with your daily asbah, your takrar, your mutala, that is preparing for the next day, etc. Do that also. But set aside an hour a day or whatever time you can to prepare for your imtihan from now and start preparing. In that way you will benefit tremendously. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.